For today on The Message, I want to talk about something that is mentally draining. It's very tiring, not only for ourselves, but for the people around us. And that's when we complain. You know, complaining is when you make yourself a victim. And even though there are some situations that warrant a complaint, I'm not saying that the act of complaining is bad, but when you dwell in that state of just constantly complaining, it's always somebody else's fault, right? We're really not getting anywhere. And we've all been there before. Somebody might have just came to mind as soon as I said it. Somebody that's just always constantly complaining. And from just reading books that are on that topic, it really boiled down to three options that you have when a negative situation comes before you. And that's, you could either just completely avoid that situation and not even deal with it. But if you do that, obviously you have to be aware that it's not going to go away because you haven't confronted it. The second option is you can change that situation, which is you could take it head on and deal with it and not waste any more time on it other than what's necessary to change it, or you accept it. A lot of times we choose to just accept it, but we choose that because we don't really want to go through the fire of trying to change it, of trying to take it head on. The only bad thing with accepting it is that we forget to remind ourselves that we had the opportunity to change it and we didn't choose it. We didn't want to go down that road. So when it happens again, there we are again complaining. And there we are again becoming the victim, knowing that we had an opportunity to fix it. You know, my grandpa once told me when I was complaining about something, and he put it very simple. And he said, you ask yourself a couple things. The first one is there anything you can do about that situation to change it? And if the answer is yes, then do it. If the answer is no, if you've thought about it and there's nothing you can do about it, then that's where you accept it and you move on. But the moment you make the decision to accept it, you also convince yourself of that and remind yourself to not go back and dwell on it again. And not spend any more time thinking about something that there is just nothing you can do about. There's a saying that says, happiness comes when you stop complaining about the troubles that you have and you give thanks for all the troubles you don't have. Some of you have heard me say, and I say it all the time, and it could always be worse. And I think that short phrase is powerful, at least for me, because that's what gets me out of the moments or the situations that I complain about. Because through my life, through my experiences, through what I've done and heard other people's experiences, I know for a fact that it can always be worse. So it's almost like snapping your fingers. The moment I tell that to myself, because I have the proof that it can always be worse, it always gets me in a better place. So remember, stop complaining about the negative situations you're in and be thankful for the negative situations you don't have to deal with, because it could always be worse. So I'll leave you with that. And as always, today is a new day, which is a perfect day for a new beginning.